Blackstone Audio presents Dark Magic by Kate Tiernan. For My Mooran Bahadon. Chapter 1. Falling.
November, 1999. The council pronounced me not guilty of killing Lyndon. The vote of the seven elders of the great clans was not unanimous, though. The Vicroth representative and the Windenkell, my mother's own clanswoman, voted against me. I had almost hoped they would condemn me, for then at least my life's path would be certain. And in a way I was guilty, was I not? I filled Lyndon's head with my talk of vengeance and opened his mind to the idea of calling on the darkness. If I had not actually killed my brother, then I knew he had found his way to his death along a path I had shown him. When I was found innocent, I felt lost. I knew only that I would spend the rest of my life atoning for Lyndon's death. Gamanach.
Snowflakes mixed with sleet whipped at my cheeks. I stumbled through the snow, supporting my boyfriend Cal's weight against me, my feet growing leaden and icy in my clogs. Cal stumbled, and I braced myself. In the moonlight, I peered up at his face, alarmed by how white he looked, how beaten, how ill. I trudged through the dark woods, feeling like every step away from the cliff took an hour. The cliff. In my mind, I saw Hunter Nile falling backward, his arms windmilling as he went over the edge. Bile rose in my throat, and I swallowed convulsively. Yes, Cal was a mess, but Hunter was probably dead.